Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. If you love something, let it go.
Hey, are you trying to figure out what to see during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival? Do your desires tend towards the kind of show where the host could potentially be hiding deli meat on his person? Well, then do I have the show for you. We're calling it Big Deal, and it's a nightmare quiz show hosted by me and starring a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. Tickets are available from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, as well as our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. So stop listening to whatever this is and grab your tickets now.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which fake cop would make the best real cop?
Cop is great because it doesn't sound like we're going for fictional cops, just people pretending. Who committing the crime of stolen valor?
But for cops.
But for police officers would make the best police officer. Who's going first? Who's got the business to dish out?
I'm going to choose the amazing cop horse from Tangled.
Excellent choice.
Cop horse.
Yes.
What's his name?
Cop horse.
Isn't it like Britannia or something?
Yeah, what
D'Artagnan?
Is that?
No. I don't know.
We're going to address this straight off the bat. Jackson, if you're going to have your feet near the microphone, stop banging them together.
Making them squeak.
What if I just have 1 foot down and 1 foot up?
That's fine. You can't make noise that way. Our listeners will be disturbed. So anyway.
What is his name?
What is Tangled Cop
what
Horse
Tangled
Dog?
Name?
Dog?
Yeah, he acts like a dog.
He sounds like Maximus.
Maximus. I knew
Maximus.
It was a fancy name.
And what did Britannia?
Close. So, yes. Same syllables.
I choose, yes, Maximus from Tangled because is this a great horse? It's he's very much he's always on the case.
Sure.
Like he's persistent. He's not gonna give up.
Mm-hmm.
And dogged. He's got a very good sense of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows when something's right or wrong.
He basically
sniff out crime.
Are our fictional cops though, are they beat detectives? Are they as in, is Maximus hopping in a car with a partner and just patrolling one block, making sure no one's mugged? I don't know what cops do.
Yeah,
because
we're going with real cops, so we'll just go like...
Oh yeah, what are the duties of
what about we go
real
stopping
cop?
A mugging, breaking up a house party, and...
Paperwork. Filing paperwork.
Yeah, that's good. Stopping a mugging, Maximus could do great, because imagine the cop car pulls up and you're like, fuck, and the door opens and a horse gets out. No, maybe he does it bad because it's hard to get a horse out of a car. Yeah,
so stopping a mug, was it a house party?
House party, breaking up a house. Oh, it's too loud. Shut up. Call the
can
cops.
And then can I look just to a fourth sneaky fun category of donut eating?
Yeah, of course. Classic.
Cop prejudice.
Cops probably do love donuts.
I love donuts.
Are you a cop?
Maybe you should be one.
Are you under arrest?
Maybe.
Fuck, that's so good. Because you know how like undercover cops and like drug deals and they're like, if I'm a cop, if you're a cop, you got to tell me. Well, are you under arrest? You're like,
shit.
Am I? I don't know.
How did you tell
are
me?
Are you?
You seem to know so much about the police criminal, the way it works, so yes. Gotcha.
Maybe undercover should be a good category.
There's a lot of categories. Special. We're building up categories plaque on teeth.
We are.
Let's drop the stopper mugging then.
Yeah, all right. Let's start with a house party.
So breaking up a house party, going undercover, eating donuts, filing paperwork.
Yeah, perfect. That's basically being a cop, from film.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because in films, cops are always like first responders as in like are responding to things that are currently happening. But most times police are at events well and truly after they've happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like that idea of you're complaining about a house party and you're like, hey, could you just send someone over to quiet him down? And they're like, yep, we'll send the horse and hang up. And you're like, what?
Well, if I'm hosting a house party that's gotten a little bit out of control and a horse comes up, no, I'm trying to include that horse in the house party.
Yeah, if the horse comes up, I just think the house party.
Party. Now it becomes a horse party.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if that horse turns up, I'm just like, the party has taken another excellent step.
Yes, the party has reached another level, and guess who is trying to ride this horse into that pool?
I also
this
like, boy.
Doesn't that horse love crime, though? Because he is paired up with a criminal, right?
Yes, but he's got his own sense of justice.
Okay.
But he knows what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
And he'll go, he's kind of a bit of a loose cannon. He'll sort of go above and beyond the law.
Okay, so he's kind of...
Because isn't Flint Rider a thief?
Yeah, he's
Flint
a bad...
Flint Rider's a bad bloke, Maximus comes out because he's like, I see there is a greater problem here and I can have to, I've got to work with the
Maximus
villain.
Just seems like the kind of cop that maybe has a deal with the mafia. To stop bigger crime. Sometimes he works with the mob, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this horse is going to the house party and doing drugs instantly.
Look, no, the horse maybe is going to the house party and being like, I'm going to shut you down unless you give me drugs or something.
And he is easily bribed with apples, as we can see from...
How great would it be if you're at the party and you're doing horse tranquilizers and then a horse turns up? You're like, oh, you're doing horse and a horse turns up.
No, horse... Hey, guys, you got the horse? Oh, no.
Wrong horse.
That's
a house party where everyone's doing heroin.
No, it's not really
a house party. It's just a house while a bunch of people do heroin.
There's the keg and there's the smack. What?
Because I don't think anyone's ever had to call a house party where everyone is on heroin for being
a
too
quiet
loud.
Drug.
Yeah, look, fair. So, maybe Maximus isn't the best in terms of a good cop because he is easily bribed.
Yeah,
I would say
he is happy to work with known criminals to kind of achieve a goal, which he's even.
What's Flint's goal?
Flynn, not Flint.
Flint starts parties. Flynn cuts hair.
Did you say Flynn and then you said sorry, but you said it with an FL and said Flory?
Maybe.
I think you were like Flynn, Flory, everyone.
Flynn, Flunt, sorry, Flory.
I'm Flory, I'm Flory.
Flory.
I'm incredibly flagetic.
Well. So Flynn steals a crown or whatever.
Yeah,
it's a crown.
Jewels.
That was a crown. Was it jewels?
And Maximus is with him at this point.
No, Maximus is like, don't you do that.
Maximus is like, I'm now in the party to arrest this piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he gallops after and tries to arrest him. It's then that Flynn meets Rapunzel, and that's when the conspiracy that is the missing daughter or the missing princess, and then the horse is like, I see. Well, my sovereign duty is to uphold the laws of our land, but... bringing the princess back to,
Rapunzel land
is taking priority.
Yeah.
So he's overlooking treason for her to solve high treason.
Yeah, that's all right.
Is stealing a crown or like jewels treason?
Yes.
Stealing the crown is absolutely treason.
If I was when I am knighted by Her Majesty Elizabeth.
Yes, the second.
Forgot her last name. Elizabeth Queen.
yes.
When she's knighting me. If
what is her last name? Windsor?
Yeah, Elizabeth Windsor.
Elizabeth of Britain.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
When she knights me, if I plinked, stole the crown, that's treason.
Sorry, you're talking about treason. Now I'm like, am I a bad citizen of the Queen?
Am I a bad sovereign citizen? There's not a sovereign citizen. Am I a bad citizen of the
Queen? What is the Queen's last name?
I'm pretty sure it's Windsor, but I'm going to double check.
Is it?
Or is it like something weird like Elizabeth of Windsor?
Elizabeth Buckingham.
Elizabeth Buckingham Palace.
Because I'm like, surely it is like it's a German name.
Yeah. Why? Are they German?
Yeah.
Well, her name's Elizabeth Mary.
Well, I don't know shit about shit, I guess. Fuck.
What was...
Huh.
Oh, she's from the... Oh, wait, no. No, Town of Windsor?
House of Windsor.
Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor.
Okay.
Because they've got her listed as Elizabeth Alexandra Mary at the top of the page of Wikipedia, where I get all of my research from, I assumed that Mary was her last name, and I was like, that's weird. That's all a first name. But Windsor, we were right. We are good.
Royalists.
Yep.
Yes. Non-Republicans.
Yeah, we'll
spit on them.
I refuse to vote in elections because I don't believe in them. I believe in the Queen. Not kings. No. Queen only.
If Queen Elizabeth said jump, I'd say on who. So it was treason. But high treason's a worse crime than treason. So, exactly. All right, so house party, he does heroin. All right, what's the next one?
I would say horse, baby. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
seven or eight out of 10 house parties that horse is being sent to. Horse is not ending house party. Yeah.
Damn. Okay, going undercover.
He is a horse.
He could go undercover as another variety of horse.
What if he goes undercover in like farm crime?
Yeah, how much of that is there?
And if McLeod's daughter is, lets me believe, a lot.
And, Australian deep reference.
Fuck yeah, Cloud McLeod's daughters.
Fuck yeah, Cloud's daughters. Fuck yeah, Cloud Strife. Now we're talking Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. Plumbing the stuff finally acknowledged Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, yeah. With that Sephiroth.
Yeah, that's him. Big sword bloke.
Yeah.
The people had enough of us pretending that Final Fantasy VII
doesn't exist.
We'll talk about six, we'll talk about eight, but we will not reference Final
Eight's
Fantasy
Eight's the
VII.
Emo one.
It sure is, with Squall.
Yep, he's emo
and
as
gun
shit.
Blades. I have the best of both situations. A gun and a sword. Put them together. What do I got? Gunblade.
A doctor has informed me that if I play a Final Fantasy game, the cancer will come back.
Squall goes back in time, and the game makes a theme like that he makes himself not exist anymore, but then he's at a sad party.
Careful, dude.
I've never played Final Fantasy VIII or VII.
I have played VII, but I haven't played VIII.
At home must be cheering for us to finally acknowledge its existence.
Apparently, 3 is good.
There's a dog creature in Final Fantasy VII called Red. Don't know. I was about to say Red, but I'm like, oh, is that right?
Aerith is potentially a character.
Red XV something Roman numeral.
Aerith might be the one who gets killed in Final Fantasy VII.
Maybe. Barret!
Barret!
That's a guy with a gun hand.
He punches. Okay, I don't know. I've played Kingdom Hearts 1.
That's good.
Kookaburras?
That's got
Chikubums.
Sara?
No.
Sarah?
Sora?
Sora!
No, that's. Isn't that just.
Sora?
Isn't that just the character from Kingdom Hearts? That's not a Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
character.
Kingdom Hearts is basically Final Fantasy. Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse is a Final Fantasy.
Donald.
Goofy's in the party, and I think he's the healer. Yeah. Is he?
Mog. Looks like a meow. It's a mog. Is that a thing?
Mog.
Mogwai?
Heartless. They're a thing.
Are
in
the
Kingdom
cactuses
Hearts.
That do this Final Fantasy?
What is it? What's a mogwai? No,
that's a gremlin.
That's a gremlin. What's the pink boy?
Pink boy?
Little. He's a little white lad. And he's got like a pink bauble nose and a little thing.
Sounds fake as
maybe
that.
Wings.
Oh wait, no, I know this.
Mogs.
I don't know if they're called Mogs or not. That sounds insane. But yes, an undercover horse.
Yes.
Farm crimes, yes, but also so a horse lives in a stable.
Are you imagining, because I think I know the answer to this, when you think farm crimes, are you imagining this undercover horse arresting the farmer or the animals?
Are the horses?
Well, I was imagining the farmer. But
I suspected that you meant the animals, and I was going to be like, funny, but real cop. Cops don't arrest pigs.
But now that I like the idea of arresting a pig for manslaughter.
I like that clearly.
Like in history! Yes, bringing it back. Let's put animals on trials again.
If a horse arrests another horse, is that legally binding? Maximus can't talk. You'd never know. He can't read you your Miranda rights.
No, he cannot.
Yeah, that's bad.
But apparently that's also not a thing.
Well, you probably still need to explain to you some stuff. Is that like you only need to hear the first part of the Miranda rights?
No.
It's kind of also like the whole you're only allowed one phone call.
Yeah,
a lie.
Yeah.
But we are going
allowed
through
as many as you like.
We are going via movie laws.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. yes.
No, we're going by real cop
then
laws.
No.
Because it's best fake cop that makes the best real cop.
Well, Max,
every time we go off thing, I'm going to try and remember something about Final Fantasy VII, a game I have not played.
So,
is there a casino level?
Is there a level you're in a pinball machine?
I think you're thinking about the same level, and I believe yes.
What was the next category?
So what am I going for undercover, though? Is it good
or bad?
It's a horse.
Yeah. Although I wouldn't suspect a horse of being a cop.
But I would suspect. Right. But the thing is,
you're a surly teen.
Yeah.
You're dealing meth.
Yeah.
Then someone...
A horse tries to come and buy?
Comes up and he buys some meth off you. Like, thank you very much. You sell him that meth. Then another man comes up in... He's got a very long face. A very big cloak. Four legs, some might say. You ask him, does he want some meth? He then gets, you see his leg
goes one clop. Yeah.
He clops, yes. You're like, there you go. Perfect sting.
What? Okay, as a drug dealer, what weapons am I carrying? Do I have a knife?
Yeah.
I'm stabbing that horse.
Oh, right in the middle of his forehead.
In between that fucking...
Unicorn, bitch!
I'm unicorning that horse!
The horse lets out a whinny, kicks the person in line behind it and dies.
Oh, I like that this drug dealer has a line. That's very nice.
He's very efficient.
I've seen that in real life.
Someone stab a horse in the forehead.
No. A drug dealer with a line. I've... was just going to the bathroom and like went to a urinal and there was a guy like kind of pressed up against a toilet door.
Yeah.
And there was like three people trying to hand him money all at the same time. He's like, guys, one at a time.
That's right.
Form a line.
Yeah, that was...
Form a queue, lad.
Form an order.
It was just at like a pub. I don't even know why it was happening.
What even?
Anyway.
All right.
He should have stabbed them.
He should have. Unicorn,
absolutely.
Bitch. Clunk, clunk, clunk. All right, so undercover horse.
Bad.
Bad. Paperwork.
No fingers.
No hands.
Well, good lips.
Does have a good lip.
Hold pen in lips.
Big head.
Also,
see sideways.
Big lips, big eyes. Eyes on side of head. Looking at paper on your right.
He's got the pen out one side of his mouth. And he's eyeballing the paper. And he's writing, I saw a crime or whatever. Cops got to put down.
Wait, filing cabinet cannot use.
Big lips.
No.
Big lips.
No, think about filing cabinets. No, there's one right behind you.
I'm going to give it a look.
All right. Yeah, try and open that with your mouth.
Yeah, but he got small lips, not like a horse. Horse have big lips.
He's trying real hard and he's not... He's...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's a computer screen on top of the filing cabinet that Jackson was trying to open. And he headbutted the filing cabinet. The computer screen shook and looked like it was going to fall and hit him on the head, but it did not.
Because you open a filing cabinet by hooking underneath and not on top, you can't do it.
Yeah.
A chimp could.
A chimp.
Yeah, because they've got their lips are so...
I thought you said chip.
Oh, no.
A chip could.
Yeah, like a chimp, like a chimpanzee. They got like such malleable lips.
You know what else they also have?
Hands.
Fingers.
A chimp with mittens on. Anyway, bad.
Shit, I'm sure it's bad. Ah, donut eating though.
Oh yeah, you could do that.
Can eat heaps.
Eat heaps. Wait, what happens if you give a horse coffee?
What happens if you give a horse too much donut?
I know if you give a dog coffee, it has a heart attack.
Every time?
Well, it depends how much coffee
we both looked at the dog that's on the floor next to us.
Like, we were like, you want to test it? Give it a go? But like, a horse is robust.
It is.
It's and a tough
I can't imagine having donuts without having coffee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So this horse, all these fake cops to become a real cop have to have donuts with... some black coffee.
What kind of
donuts? Are we talking cinnamon donuts?
No, they've got to be regular pink icing. It's a classic cop donut.
Yes.
Or cinnamon.
No, you're right. Pink icing does sound nice.
I think it's unhealthy for a horse, but as long as he gets a carrot every now and then, he's probably good, right? Right?
Can you imagine?
Six donuts, one carrot.
Can you imagine, like, because, you know, like the portly cop who's eating his, like, you know, donuts and he's got his coffee and, like, he's in the car and someone goes by and he spills everything all over. He's like, oh, imagine that replaced with a horse with a pot belly.
How are you imagining the horse sitting in the cop car?
Sitting, like, on its haunches with its legs up on the dashboard.
That's great because I'm imagining just like a human, but
yeah.
Cramped as hell.
I was imagining it in a trailer behind the car.
Even better.
Like an actual horse.
Oh, could like this, like could Maximus then maybe ride an actual horse cop?
Horse on horse cop. I was thinking every
horse
time I saw Maximus, I would be like, where's your cop? And then he would be the cop and I'd be
Maximus
on the off foot.
In Tangled Bends wrong, right?
Yes.
He's more like a dog than a horse, true.
Mm.
I looked at the dog again you to did. Imagine if it could ride a horse, and I don't think
it
could.
If it was a horse.
Yeah.
Huh. Not what I expected.
It can sword fight.
Well,
sword in mouth, sword in hoof.
Sword in mouth. Sword between lips.
Sword in lips.
That's right. If you had said hoof, I'd be like, oh no.
Sword in lips, I get it.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, okay, 1 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Which one did it succeed in?
It could eat donuts.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I feel like it's going to be weird if one of us chooses a cop that can't.
Oh no, I picked a cop with no mouth.
Oh no, I picked Neo from the one scene in The Matrix where his mouth is taken.
Good choice.
Not a cop.
No.
Instant disqualification.
Look, Maximus, not great.
Yeah.
He's caught a cop. Caught a real cop.
Yeah.
Caught
a real cop.
His haunches are a cop. That's it.
All right, I choose a cop who I think would make a fictional cop, make a real cop, is one half of Turner and Hooch. Hooch.
Yes.
Who is a basset hound.
Sure is.
A dog.
He's a dog and he loves to fight crime, or he has been trained to fight crime.
Good choice, because we just heard all of the problems that a horse has. And then you're like, what if the same but smaller?
Imagine the same but smaller and with more spit.
So much drool.
All right. So,
yes.
Breaking up a house party, Hooch going by himself?
Yes.
People are going to play with that dog.
Yeah, but what if he bites him?
Yeah, that's a rabid dog. Either he's going to it's going to stop the house party no matter what. Mm. But he's going to stop the house party, or he's going to maul a kid, or someone's going to shoot that dog.
Because where's Max?
The house party's stopping, it's just whether or not Pooch
survives.
I'm just going Pooch. Yeah, Hooch might get put down.
Yeah, but that's... The thing is, so Maximus is like a little bit intelligent. Hooch is just a dog. So without someone to train him, he just gets scared and pisses himself or he eats a kid.
Yeah. What kind of house party were we imagining? Were we like, again, is it youths?
Yeah.
Loud party? Yeah, he's biting a kid.
Yeah, he's biting kids. Yeah. They're like, whoa, sick dog. And Hooch is like, arr! And then he eats a kid and he gets, hand in your gun and badge.
Also come this way to the vet.
Sorry, we gotta put you down. Imagine if they're like, Joel Dusha, hand in your badge and your gun and have this injection.
What's the injection for?
We're putting you down.
Oh, fair. About time.
Fair, I'm older, kid. I get it. Okay, so look,
I almost want to give half point. No, because if a horse isn't ending a house party, a dog's not ending a house party.
I would have given you a point if it was, say, like a Australian Shepherd.
Yeah,
Australian Shepherd. That's what they're called.
Do you mean like a German Shepherd? Do you mean like a Kelpie?
Yeah, Kelpie.
Like a
dog that would round up. Say sheep,
not designed,
because you'd be like, okay, maybe the instincts would kick in and he'd try and round up the kids like they were wayward sheep. But no, Hoochie's mauling.
But
he's not a mauling dog, I don't think. I think he's just going to get patted.
I think he bites Tom Hanks on the butt. No, it's not Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
I always get
Tom
Turner
Hanks.
And Hooch and K-9 confused.
Oof. Turner and Hooch is Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. He bites Tom Hanks on the butt quite often.
Yeah, look.
It's a lot of ass getting eaten. That's all I'm saying.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Look at that big dog. That's a dog that's going to maul a kid. Like, no, you've got sad eyes.
Look at what type of dog is it? I feel like it's one of those dogs that's real chill.
But so we're imagining just that dog turning up, but it wouldn't work like that. There'd be cop sirens, first of all. Car pulls up out the front. The kids are already panicking.
Guys, turn the music down. Turn the music down.
That's great as well because they're watching the cop car, but Hooch can't open a handle. So he's just scratching on the window. I think there's a dog trapped in that car.
Do you know what his real name is?
What?
Beasley.
Oh.
Made famous Beasley. By Kim Beasley, former Australian politician. Imagine. Big boy.
Big boy.
You know people leave a dog in a car and it dies? Imagine the cop car turning up, Hooch scratching at the window, and then just
dying. Why just is that so funny to you?
It really.
You just like the idea of a house party being broken up by kids watching a dog die.
Oh, speaking of a dead dog,
Hooch died
in 1992.
Hooch also dies in Turner and Hooch. That's the ending of that movie.
Hooch has died many times. All right, house
He's
party.
A French Mastiff, by the way.
Okay, cool. Now, before we carry on any further, here's a word from our sponsors.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a nightmare quiz show called Big Deal, and it will be upsetting and strange and possibly feature deli meat. Grab your tickets now at sanspantsradio.com/live. So Hooch has not done so great in a house party.
No. Died in a hot car.
Died in a hot car. Okay, so undercover work. He could go undercover as a seeing eye dog. If you need to stop.
He could be a street dog.
Yeah, street dog. Nobody suspects it. Horse, suspicious. Dog, not just suspicious. Dog.
Nah, you see a lost dog, especially one of these kind of dogs in the city or around. You're like, yeah.
Problem with Hooch is that it's pure bred, isn't it? Hooch is not like a mongrel. You'd just be like, that is definitely someone's dog.
It depends where we are. Like, if we're like in like a, even if you're in a rural town, like a lost dog, someone's going to call up the pound.
Mm. But imagine this. Imagine that we've got Hooch going undercover to stop rich people crime. You let him loose in a rich person neighborhood. They're like, oh my God, whose dog is this? Take it in, look after it. Hooch sees some suspicious goings on. Can't report him back. Is a dog.
Look.
Yeah, also, Hooch don't know what's going on. Hooch just think his owners abandoned him, and now he's being picked up by a lovely family that's given him steak.
It's great to imagine Hooch in, like, an interrogation room, and the other cops being like, what did you see? And he's like, what did you see, Hooch? He's a dog. I don't know what he, what's he saying? And then he just curls up on the floor and goes to sleep. Damn it. Hooch, keep your secrets then, Hooch.
He's pooped from too much hard work. So, undercover, yes. Hey, dog doesn't look too suspicious, but will instantly... The equivalent of if you put a man undercover and he got arrested straight away.
How about this, though? You put a microphone somewhere in Pooch.
Just put it on his collar.
But then they might got a collar it. And they might see, oh, he's got a collar, so he belongs to someone.
Get him to swallow a microphone pill or something.
Isn't this a, wasn't this a something the CIA tried to do with cats?
Yes.
And they tried to mic them up.
It didn't help from memory. Yeah, also, hey, what movie is it where there's a rat with big balls?
Final Fantasy VII.
No. And they attach a bomb to the rat's balls, and it goes into a big meeting and explodes.
Wait, what is that movie?
That's a movie. Is it the one?
The one with Jet Li?
Yeah, is it Jet Li's the one? I fucking think it is.
I think it might be Jet Li's
just
the one.
Just double fucking checking. Yeah.
I'm like, I've seen...
I remember rat balls with a bomb attached to them. I think it's Jet
Wanted?
Li's the one. Maybe it might be Wanted as well.
I think it might be Wanted.
Okay. Yeah, look it up, boys. Look it up. Figure it out.
I think that is Wanted. Anyway, so look, undercover, probably not great because, again, unless the person you're trying to spy on is maybe a dog lover who maybe will see a dog in the street and be like, yes, grab that dog and take it in and for some reason open its mouth where the recording device is.
And speak directly into the dog's mouth.
That's all good criminals do.
Every time I do a crime, I go, Melody, come here. And I open her mouth and I'm like, Melody, I stole from a 7-Eleven. I sing it for some reason.
Open her mouth and be like, I'm committing a crime.
Melody,
I like how
it
echoes off
today.
A dog neck.
I committed a crime. She's cavernous. not super good, sure.
Okay. Now, paperwork. Now, unlike, say, Maximus, no big lips, although big jowls.
Big jowls, but unlike Maximus, not intelligent. Just a dog. Maximus
can sign paper, though, with a paw print.
That's true. So any paperwork that involved a signature, golden. Telling people what he did, impossible. Also doesn't know what he did. So even if he could write it down, he would just write down, I was in a place.
Also, would probably eat the paper.
Yeah, might just destroy the office.
Rat balls is wanted.
All right, okay, cool. Thanks for looking it up.
No worries.
Thanks, man.
I think there is a rat in the one as well, but maybe no balls. Anyway, yeah.
When I searched for exploding rat, it gave me, also known as rat explosive or rat bomb. Apparently it's a common thing.
Cool.
Why the balls, though?
It's just the very notable big balls.
But the bomb's not on the balls.
Are you sure it's not attached to the scrot?
No, I mean...
it's on the back of the rat.
I remembered it dragging behind on the rat's big scrotum.
That is not a... there is no way that that is a movie.
It's very, very... it's in my brain. Anyway, so...
I feel like what may have happened is you watched Wanted, the explosive was on a rat, but you also noticed that there was rat balls, and then you're like, wouldn't it be funny if the bomb was on the rat balls? And then you've thought about that, has made you laugh, and then you've accidentally inserted that as the real scene.
Tricked myself.
Yeah, I feel that might have been what happened.
There is no way a film has an explosive tied to rat balls.
No, in my mind it was tied on, but it was more like stapled to the rat balls. Not with a staple, but like it wasn't like wrapped around. Anyway,
rat balls aside,
paperwork, dog shit, can't do it.
dog ate my paperwork.
Doesn't know what's happening.
Now, donuts and also coffee. Now, as previously said, if a dog has too much coffee...
If a dog has one black coffee, it will have a heart attack.
If a man has too much coffee...
How many of these categories have we had to put Hooch down, or has Hooch died? Because it's more than one.
Well, if he goes undercover and the police think he's deep undercover at the pound, he's getting put down there too. So all of them.
He didn't die doing paperwork.
Ate paper, choked, dead.
If a dog eats too much
ink and died. I killed Hooch by trying to make him a real cop. That's so
heaps
sad.
Every time.
That's so sad.
Yeah, look, not
I'll
great.
Accept a fail there, that's fair.
But I guess he ate some donuts.
He did eat the donuts. I'll accept a half point.
He's so 1/8 cop.
The tail. Maybe the tail.
I'll take a well deserved half point. All right, JD, what do you got? What do you got for us?
I'm going to go with the T-1000.
The Terminator?
Yep. Oh, no. T-1000. Yeah, the cop one from the second Terminator.
He can make his arms into spikes, and he lived as that man's wife for like a month.
Yeah. Made a meal.
Made a whole sandwich for no one. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Which will come up later, because there is one issue that I may have with my choice that I did not think through, but I reckon he's going to kill the other three.
Okay.
All right. Breaking up a house party. Absolutely. He might murder kids, but that house party's ending.
It's finished, too.
But real cops need ramifications, so I guess that is a problem.
Well, one big problem you have with the T-1000 is that he's not a cop.
but he's a fake cop.
Yeah.
He is a fake cop.
Yeah, but when he becomes a cop, does he join the... I guess Maximus and Hooch joined the force, so... I
Max,
guess-
Did Maximus join the Force?
He's a Royal Guard.
Yeah. No, basically. I mean like when they became real cops, they joined the Force. Is your T-1000 still trying to hunt down Sarah Connor?
Yeah.
But no, let's say that he succeeded and killed Sarah Connor, but now...
He's stuck in time.
And
now he needs a job.
I'll be a cop, I guess.
And when imagining like a 90s-esque sort of opening of that.
Yeah.
Like the like soft piano music. Like that really like big blocky kind of like text up front.
Yeah.
Like, you know, T-1000 needs a job.
Ah, killed Sarah Connor. Now I don't know what to do.
Well, why not join the Force, friend?
Look at you. You're already wearing that uniform.
Ah, the stolen Vela came in handy after all.
So when he breaks up a house party, is anyone else just imagining him piercing kids with his finger?
I feel like what's going to happen is he'll knock on the door.
Yeah.
A kid will open the door and then he'll be like, this party's done. Mm. The kids will be like, shut up, nerd cop. Mm-hmm. And then he'll pierce that kid with his finger.
Or if he learns how to integrate in society a bit better, which he might.
Yeah.
What he could do is call up the house party and pretend and mimic to be someone's mum.
Ah, that's true. That's
I like
clever.
That he keeps mimicking Sarah Connor.
Hi, it's Sarah Connor. Please stop the house party.
Hi, it's your mum.
Who's this?
It's me, your mum, Sarah Connor. That's not true.
Break up this house party or I will murder you. What?
It's cool to imagine a kid running away like from the party and the T-1000 doing the like... Poof, poof, T-1000 run after him and tackling him and killing him.
It's also fun to imagine a T-1000 rocking up at a house party by running to it and then not stopping and just running straight through the house. It's a good way to break up the party.
Yeah. That's true.
And again, if he knocks on the house party and no one lets him in, he could just like Alex Mack this shit and just kind of like melt under the doors.
Yeah, can he be goo? Yeah.
Is that like a thing you can do at random? Or is it just like has to be hot?
Does he have to be hot?
Yeah, can he be a goo at random or does it have to be a hot? Yeah.
Is it the kind of thing where he pulls up at the house party and he's like, gotta be a goo for this one, and just turns up the heater in his car and waits?
Is Strife Cloud's real name? More questions we don't know the answer to.
We don't get it. In the new one, they drive a car. Big turtles.
Final Fantasy 15 is apparently good. Maybe it's a bad one.
Is this the one with the boy band?
Is one of them set on a farm?
That's Harvest Moon.
Oh, no.
The boy
there's one you play underwater basketball, I think.
That sounds like it would be Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Titus, he has a blue sword.
And then, yeah, maybe.
Yellow shirt, overalls.
There's a foundation of some variety in it, right?
Final Fantasy X2 is the lady one.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone controls ravens, maybe?
Hard to say.
Someone dies and it's a big deal.
Vincent?
Who's gets...
Man in red.
Who gets killed by Cloud and it's a big deal? Skyrus?
Gets killed by Cloud?
Or is Cloud? Bring back Aerith, Irith.
Is it Zack?
Yeah.
Who's the black-haired guy?
Bring
Aerith.
She gets stabbed, and
yeah,
it's like
the Sephiroth kills her.
Sephiroth, that's a guy.
Yeah,
you fight him in the Hercules arena in Kingdom Hearts.
He's secret lost boss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it Sephiroth? Because it's a PH makes a.
Sephiroth. What did I say?
Sephiroth.
It's Sephiroth.
It's Sephiroth.
Careful, you're going to Sephiroth.
Much like these, I cannot tell you whether or not T-1000 can turn to goo at... I think he can.
At will? Yeah, yeah, I think he can as well, because he makes his arms into spikes.
His arms definitely can turn into goo, but I can't remember if he can turn into a puddle
I don't
or
know
not.
If he's Alex Mack in style. All right, what about Undercover? Obviously pretty good.
Yeah, he kills someone, he can beat them.
Yeah, that's easy.
He is the best Undercover by far.
Yep.
Both real life
and
out of
and
all
and
of these situations.
Given that mine and Zamet's choices were animals, you kind of had this in the bin.
The only way that T-1000 could blow his cover, and he might, is because he's a bit too upfront with violence, so he could kill the person he's being.
That's true. Actually, Undercover, sometimes you've got to be undercover for years.
He was undercover as someone's mum making a sandwich for a bit.
Yeah, that's true. What a weird time for that kid.
Again, a much longer than he needed to be. So
who was he undercover as in that movie?
Edward Furlong's stepmum, or like looking after
Like adopted parents.
Foster parents.
Yeah.
Okay. He killed John Connor's foster parents.
Yeah.
Okay, so
One of them played by the guy that's in one of the 24s?
Maybe.
Anyway.
Jack Brower. Brower?
Bowler?
Why do we not remember things?
Hang on.
One of you's the boss guy that gets cancer from...
What was the plot of Alias?
Final Fantasy 3 was called Final Fantasy 5 in Japan,
I think. Is that the one with the crystals?
3 is the last one that is on Super Nintendo.
Which one do you open up and there's mechs and you're a mech person, they find a lady?
Could one be a game show?
Yes.
Paperwork.
Yeah.
He can do paperwork.
Would he?
He might just stab it.
Yeah, like I just can't imagine him.
Because he's a computer.
It's too much. Oh, true.
Everything will be kind of already jotted down and he'd kind of be like paperwork's beneath him because it's already uploaded to the cloud.
Yeah, but he would probably do that thing that would give away his... Well, I mean, I guess the police know.
Yeah.
But he'd just do that thing where he's just like constantly writing, but like...
Like in iRobot when the iRobot makes a picture.
When iRobot makes a picture of a bridge and then you realize that it was his dream to kill his creator or something.
Yeah, who remembers iRobot?
Yes. Creator kills himself, but frames iRobot to show that iRobot has...
Feelings.
Or
a
robot.
Real human heart. But anyway, classic Nike or something. You should get them now.
Will Smith's dick's in that movie, I think.
Converse. What?
Yeah, I think in the shower you can see a bit of hog.
Ooh. Okay.
Now I'm intrigued.
I'm going to go back have a look. Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, that's I Am Legend.
That's I Am Legend, which also has a shower scene. Good. So if you paperwork, no good.
Or maybe very good.
Or very good.
Could I robot it? Could just stab it.
Yeah.
What about
eating donuts and coffee?
Bad, I would say.
This is where I feel that I'm not going to get 4 out of 4. Because despite the fact that we see him make a sandwich, we never see him eat it. And I don't think robots can eat. If they are not programmed to smile...
They're not programmed to eat sandwiches.
Mm. No.
It's great to imagine him being forced to eat a donut at gumming up his works and him dying. That's presumably what would happen, right?
They had to kill him by putting him in lava, so I don't think a donut would kill him.
But
it might
up a bit.
Might gum up his mechanism, and he can't move as quick.
Yeah. Maybe his lips stop working. He's just stuck with his lips folded back, so it's just all teeth.
Come with me.
They do something great. Like he opens up his mouth and tries to put the donut in, but then he melds his whole mouth around his hand, and it just kind of hand goes through his whole face and drops the donut behind his back. So it looks like he ate the donut.
Man, you're really getting it in there, robot partner. Sure am.
Sarah Connor is dead. I don't know why I'm doing an Arnie accent. talk to the hand.
I really like to imagine the T-1000 eating a donut like Cookie Monster. He's got no throat, so he just mushes it into his
face. I can imagine him trying to eat the donut, it fucking up his programming and stuff, and then he becomes a donut.
He's like just a little donut on the thing, and a cop eats him and dies.
Yeah, so really, it's only 2 out of 4, to be honest.
But you're
three
still
out of four.
I don't know.
Paperwork you would absolutely do.
He still beat us regardless.
Look,
we had one each.
We did. However, I reckon what we do here, all the other categories aren't important.
Yeah.
I'm going to put forward solving a murder.
Okay. So Maximus.
Maximus could probably sniff out the crime. Can't interview people.
No.
But he could probably sniff out who it was, and has enough wherewithal and intelligence to maybe solve that crime.
This is good, because you're going to be like, yeah, he could sniff out the crime, but then you're throwing to a man who picked a dog that can sniff better.
Yeah, however, doesn't have the intelligence wherewithal to understand what he's doing with
that. Yeah, because we're doing it solo, sure, right? That's the purview of the question. So Maximus can do it, but he can't do anything about it. He could kick the guy, I guess, to stop him.
But he won't be able to hunt him down because he has no abilities to do that.
Yeah, he might be like, yes, there was that lady is dead. Now I'm sniffing. Okay.
Good.
He'll get an image of a man in his brain.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it.
Super good. Yeah, that someone is here. I know that. Anyway, anyone got a ball to play with? That guy was steak? Fuck, yes, steak.
I am Hooch.
I am Hooch. What's that? That's some wet meat. Oh,
love wet meat.
Who
I am
sniffs
dog.
And then sits when it's finished, and they're like, "What?" And he's like, "We hate you. You're the worst cop we've ever had on the force."
And my cop is a computer.
Together they could solve the crime.
Yeah. Yes, because one of the three can solve it by themselves.
So together they could solve the crime. Well, the T-1000 riding Maximus while they have a long leash on Hooch is a very good image.
That is good.
T-1000 would put down Hooch.
I was imagining, you know, the classic donkey and a carrot thing? You got a fishing rod with Hooch at the end for Maximus to follow because he wants to eat the dog for some reason. That's it. That's the best way to solve crime.
Yeah. That just quickly reminds me, and this is unrelated, but it's a good story.
Yeah.
One of my friends, Hayden, friend of the show, friend of the weekly Muniz, related to Cass.
Yes.
He was telling me a story about how one morning him and his partner started the day by watching videos on YouTube of animals eating other animals that they shouldn't be eating. Nothing graphic, yeah, but lots of your favorite videos, like the pelican eating a pigeon.
Or the horse eating a baby chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. And a horse eating a duck.
That's cool.
And he was just like, your day is just very much ruined by the time you're like, this is funny. And then it all sinks in. He's like, I also watched Deer Eat a Man.
Oh, that rules. That's sick as hell.
The man was already dead, but
that's a deer getting its own back. Trying to eat me? I'll eat you.
So you can put Hooch and make a horse eat a dog, but once you've seen a horse eat a dog, life has changed for you.
I won't watch.
T-1000 is fine, though. Robot Man.
T-1000 eats... No, Maximus eats Hooch. T-1000 eats Maximus.
I'd watch a robot eat a horse.
Yeah.
Or maybe he goos at will and encases Maximus. Now we have a robot cop horse.
With Hooch.
And Hooch is also there.
A meal for that new being.
There's a lot to work with.
So
here.
Hard for Hooch to be eaten by a horse, but I really am.
You're a fan of animals eating the wrong animal.
I like it when Mother Nature says "fuck you" to Mother Nature.
Well, that video of the horse eating a duckling or a chicken or whatever is wholesome if you cut it before it eats it, because it looks like the horse is just playing with chickens
with his big lips.
But then
he gobbles that baby chicken
because you
up
hear
so quick. Wee 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 wee, and the horse is satisfied.
And on that sad note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been also Joel. And that's the food chain, my friends. Sometimes sure a horse has got to fucking eat a chicken. There's nothing you or anyone can do about it. You're going to put down all the horses? You can't.
You just got to accept nature and let it take its sweet course.
Big lips will result in big meals.
Sure will.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.